Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And each week I find someone of interest to talk about it with. This week we are doing updates from the New York Comic Con. And we have got from the Star Wars underworld our old friend Dominic Jones. How are you doing, Dominic, live in New York?
Hey, Steel, it's so good to be back. And hopefully I won't get sunstroke recording this podcast. The last one we did, I may have been a bit woozy at the end of the day after walking all around downtown San Diego with you twice.
Well, that's just the risk of podcasting with an Australian. You just get a suntan just off my my vibe. So watch out for that.
It's extremely dangerous.
You're in New York right now. I'm very jealous.
Yes.
Where are you at this very moment? Paint a picture.
Right now, I'm in just kind of your typical convention stage area where in about 10, 15 minutes, the Hasbro Star Wars panel will kick off. So they got the big screen here and they got the Kylo Ren that you see on all the packaging is on the screen. And then
no spoilers, we'll get... Dominic. No spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully they'll reveal some cool stuff. I mean, there's already been some stuff online about maybe finally getting one of those legacy characters in the Black Series for F7. So,
well, someone hasn't been on the internet much today, I think.
Oh yeah. No, I've been flying all day. I don't know what. I just flew in. I've barely had time to get to the convention center.
Oh, what time is it there?
What time is it? It's almost 11, just after 11.
I think they had some sort of party last night because I've seen a lot of sites with...
with the Han Solo, yeah.
Yeah.
I did see that. Well, I'm hoping for more.
Okay, you have seen that. I was trying not to mention it, but...
I have seen that, but, you know, that's cool and all, but surely they've saved something for the panel. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, that has kind of been the theme of Hasbro for...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That should be their motto.
Hasbro, what's the point? But run us through all the other things that we can look forward to hearing your reports from.
Yeah, so later on today, or pretty much right after this panel, there's the Star Wars Rebels Season 2 preview panel. With Dave Filoni, who's the exec producer, Ashley Eckstein, who's Ahsoka, Taylor Gray, who's Ezra, and Sarah Michelle Gellar, who's the new female Inquisitor. Is she the seventh sister or the sixth sister?
She's the seventh sister. It's a huge family.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an intergalactic Brady bunch up there.
Ah, yes. Well, I think that's the spin-off series from Rebels that'll be on Netflix next year.
All my sisters.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
And then you've got the premiere.
Yeah, yeah. The premiere's at 5:30 tonight, and in between that, there's actually a press conference with the same cast and crew that's at the panel that will be covering for I guess for you and Star Wars Underworld.
Very cool.
We'll be doing live tweets as usual with the @theSWU on Twitter and Instagramming and all that fun stuff as we, you know, there's today's the big day for the Star Wars panels, but after that there's some novel panels and that kind of stuff, so the new EU, and then of course whatever we happen to see on the floor. But today's the big one.
I'd heard some vague rumors of something quite big happening, like
yeah
of people signing non-disclosure agreements and having to go to New York and stuff like that. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about that. I hope that's a good sign. Maybe they will surprise us with something, but there's not really a space on the, at least on the Comic-Con schedule for.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you think Hasbro is going to have a Q&A this time? When we were at Comic-Con in San Diego, I snuck out of Hall H to go watch their panel while we were doing that crazy day of camping out and trying to get some sleep in Hall H before the Star Wars panel. The greatest day ever. And
oh my God.
They really, I think they were so over dealing with fan complaints, you know, whether they're justified or not. They just, no questions. It's just like, there will be no questions. And they all sort of bailed off. Do you think they're going to take questions today?
Well, they do have a microphone out, like in the audience. Like, they would take questions, but I don't know. I mean, now that they actually have some Episode 7 stuff out there, maybe they'll be more willing to talk about it. Because I think, you know, at Comic-Con, they were afraid that, like, everybody's question would be, when are we going to get the Episode 7 figures? Are you making a Luke figure from Episode 7? You know, like that kind of stuff. And now that that's
Can I ask what country that Comic-Con attendee was from?
I don't know. From some mystery country.
The Isle of Nerd.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I think that's the voice of the Comic-Con native, you know, somebody who just grew up at Comic-Con and never left. But we'll see.
Because how are toys looking in your area at the moment? We had our Force Friday thing was a bit of a joke.
I heard your epic rant about it. That was phenomenal. Force Friday in Toronto was kind of a. It wasn't nearly as bad as it was for you, but it wasn't great either. You know, we were kind of, my friend and I, we were kind of 10th, 15th in line. And by the time we got over to that area, all the Black Series was gone. Most of the 3¾ stuff had been picked clean. And so it really was a bit of a letdown. And then I was lucky though, because there was a convention going on in Toronto at the time, Fan Expo, which is like the Canadian equivalent of San Diego Comic Con. Hasbro had a booth there where they were selling it. So I was able to pick up a few of the figures there. And then a very kind listener to the Star Wars Underworld sent me the last figure I was looking for. So, I'd been checking the stores, and after Force Friday, it was kind of nothing. There was always the same things, and it was not what I wanted.
Can I ask what is it like at a Comic-Con or a fan convention to buy a figure from the Hasbro booth without it being in riot conditions?
Yeah, it was surprisingly peaceful. It was just went up there, asked for the figure they want. They gave you. They didn't have the figures there. That was the other thing, right? So they gave you like a little ticket to go pick it up at a not so secret location elsewhere in the conventions.
Well, you've never had any problems with that in the past.
Oh no, the riotous conditions. Yeah, that you know, it's funny. Comic-Con for Star Wars started at such a low with that ordeal, but then it ended on such a high. I mean, that panel that the EP7 one in San Diego, like that has ruined all convention panels here on out. Like nothing they can do at the end of a panel will ever feel that like will ever be as good as, hey, guess what, we've got a surprise concert for all of you to go to.
No,
like there's nothing they can do.
What could they do to top it? George Lucas come out with a list of apologies for things he's done in the past.
Hey. If it was up to me, I would have taken like, hey, surprise, we're going to screen the movie for you. That would have been,
no.
I think that's the only thing that can,
no.
that can top it.
You wouldn't, there would be like, people would just like explode. you can't just get exposed to that level of Star Wars without, you know, a month of sweating and dreaming and stuff. You got to prepare yourself emotionally.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
So what Rebels are they going to show, like episode like 2 and 3 or 'cause we've seen episode 1.
Yeah, episode one was Siege of Lothal. So yeah, they're showing 2 and 3, which will be the episodes that reintroduce the clone troopers that we saw in Clone Wars. And we'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
Well, you're a big Clone Wars guy, because I know when I Skyped you, it had hashtag Save the Clone Wars in your description.
I haven't updated that in about 2 years, but yeah.
Never forget.
Never forget, yeah.
And we'll talk about the toys. It's interesting. I'm in LA right now, and I still have seen... I've seen maybe 3 episode 7, like 3¾ figures in shops. Like, it's still not...
It's like Constable Zuvio and then everything else.
Well, not even. I think I've seen like a Jedi Luke.
Oh, yeah. Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And the Boba Fett, yeah. So it's, yeah, I think that's the scene pretty much everywhere. Every now and again, you see like that one lucky person who has the Toys R Us that is just chock full of it. And then the rest of them are like, we've got a Constable Zuvio and maybe if you're lucky, a Chewbacca.
And it was really interesting. I've seen photos of like a Toys R Us in Japan, and it's like 80s Star Wars. Like, it's just, it's how you imagined it would be. Like,
it's how it should be.
Yeah, just like a wall. That is my first memory of Star Wars, is going to a toy shop and thinking Star Wars must be the best, because they had meters and meters and meters of just characters on pegs, which, you know, in retrospect, is probably worth about $3 million now.
Yeah, to go back in time and grab all those.
And now a kid's first memory of Star Wars is going to be a wacky warrior or whatever those things are called.
Yeah, or a figure that comes with some bizarre armor that they won't ever use in the movie.
I love, my favorite part of Star Wars is the blade changes.
The blade builders, the lightsaber?
Yeah.
Or you make your own, oh yeah. That's kind of fun though. I would have liked that when I was a kid.
I don't think I would have liked that. I think I was pretty canon when I was little. Like, I you know, because we weren't, I was a very well looked after child, but we weren't rich. So I had pretty much all the mini rigs, but no other like vehicle. I never had an X-Wing or anything like that. And it always, like, I think Mum bought me the mini rig so I'd have more, but it would always annoyed me that it was just like, these aren't in the film. And I remember, like, watching Empire Strikes Back and just staring in the background, praying I could see one of those little tanks with the bubble.
They're like, it's got to be there. It's got to be there.
Yeah, they should have special edition those in, and then that would have vindicated my childhood.
There you go. There you go. Well, that's what they're doing on Rebels, right? Like, the Imperial troop transport that was made back in the 70s that was never in any of the movies is on Rebels. So, like, they're kind of... Maybe they can do that with the rest of the mini-rigs.
That would be dope. I'd appreciate that. I'll just be waiting for your tweet through the Rebels Season 2 premiere. We've got mini-rigs!
We got mini-rigs!
The tank's back! Yeah, ring your mum! She did it!
There you go.
Apparently that Imperial troop transport, the vintage one, has skyrocketed in price on eBay because it's generated all this interest.
Because it's relevant again. It's,
yeah.
You know.
So if Dave Filoni comes through and puts a few of those mini rigs in, I could be sitting on a fortune.
Yeah. Hey, there's an idea. You could Then maybe next year you could make it to New York Comic Con.
A mini rig funded Comic Con.
Yeah, it's like the new Kickstarter. You just sell your mini rigs.
For certain. And what else is Chris there with you, or?
Yeah, Chris is right here. He just wandered in. Here he is. Here, say hi to this.
I don't know who this
Chris,
is.
Chris, say hi to Steel.
Oh.
Hey,
am I live on Steel Wars? Is that what this is?
You're not live, but you are on it.
I'm on Steel Wars. Hello, Steel Wars listeners.
Hey, Chris, drop us some quick Star Wars news now. Make and break something. Come on, sizzle.
So I think there's a new movie coming out.
Oh, really?
It's a rumor.
It's a rumor. It's a rumor, and I think we can confirm that.
Oh, well, you've heard it here last on Steel Wars. What is it called? A Caravan of Courage, even more adventurous with Ewoks?
Yeah, that's it. It's the third Ewok movie.
Nice.
You heard it here first. A Wicket is going to star. So Warwick Davis is—he's so excited.
It's going to bring Willow into the Star Wars canon for real this time.
That's right. Willow is gonna—they're gonna explain that away. How Willow and Wicket are actually the same person.
Oh my God! Well, I'm just constructing a elaborate noose now to jump out my building with.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it's awesome here. It's pretty chill. Amazingly, there's no line for any Star Wars panels, unlike San Diego.
Oh, that's not a proper convention,
Yen. You're not used to not having 24 hours to wait.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, it's pretty chill.
Yeah.
I think everybody's here for Ninja Turtles or anime or something.
It's really disappointing. You guys sound like fresh and well showered and awake. It's not how it
I
should
know.
Be.
I got up at like 7, you know. It's awesome. This is nothing like anything I've experienced in the past year.
So we're hoping for some angry questions at the Hasbro panel.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to not ask anything because I know that, you know, it wouldn't be nice. I get kicked out. I don't want to get kicked out this early. I've got, you know, a premiere to attend.
Oh, your mummy brought you up so well. If you can't say anything nice.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, enjoy. I think the panel's about to start, so I'll let you guys go. But we look forward to finding out about your adventures tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We will fill you in.
Nice. And just, Chris, if you're still there, give us a quick plug when your episode from New York Comic Con.
Oh, our episode's going to come out tomorrow, Friday.
Awesome. So that is, yep. If you're in Australia, that will be Saturday.
Yes.
And yes. You guys will be tweeting all the news as it happens from at
the SWU.
Nice. You said that way more fluent than I.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Chris. And thanks, Dominic, who's just now lost his phone. And we'll talk to you later on. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. May the force be with you.
I'm very jealous. May the force be with you. So that is our first update from Dominic and Chris from the Star Wars Underworld from New York Comic Con. You have to check out their awesome podcast, The Star Wars Underworld. You can get that on iTunes or starwarsunderworld.com. That's one I listen to every week. And for regular listeners, I know you worry about this, they do keep the spoilers to a special section at the end. So that's when I turn off, you guys. If you are new to the Steel Wars podcast and you want to catch up on some episodes, a few of the episodes referenced by Dominic, episode 57 featured my Force Friday rant when we went to Force Friday at Toys R Us's Midnight Madness in Knox, Australia. And Dominic and Chris and a bunch of friends feature in the San Diego Comic Con live blog pods. We podcasted as we lived San Diego Comic Con, and they are five-part podcast, episode 50. You can catch interviews, in-depth, hour-long Star Wars interviews with the likes of Darren Hayes from Savage Garden, Jimmy Mack from the uber-popular Rebel Force Radio. I visit Episode 7's Resistance Base on Episode 56 and some hilarious live Star Wars podcasting on our latest full-length episode, episode 61, live in Sydney with three comedians, Angus Truscott, Henry Stone, and Alexi Toliopoulos, reviewing the bizarrest articles on Wikipedia. Check out the website, steelwars.com. It's just had a remake. Rank and review and subscribe free on iTunes. Leave a sweet 5-star review and follow us at Steel Wars on Instagram, Twitter, and the Facebook. Thanks very much. We'll be back tomorrow with another Comic-Con update. May the Force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.